Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, sir. What's going on, everybody? You got your boy Fat Man up in here, y'all. We're about to get this show started. Let's go right now. Good evening, good evening, good evening, everybody. How's everybody doing? Let me cut everything down. Big shout out to everybody that's rocking with us. I understand last week that the show got cut off, you know what I'm saying, and everything like that there, you know what I'm saying, but we are back this week, and we are so glad that everybody joined us for tonight. All right, tonight we have a special topic, if you would say. Our topic tonight is Father's Day energy. No cap. Simple as that. Father's Day energy. No cap. Now, y'all can hit us up at 563-999-3631. Press the 1 button to let me know that you are in queue. I don't want you roaming around in my lobby and everything like that, because I stay on the seedy side of town, and I don't want people to think that you're just roaming around the lobby and everything like that there, you know what I'm saying? So make sure you hit us up at 563-999-3631. Press the 1 button to let me know that you are in queue and that you are trying to join our open forum that we have here on Ballots and Boundaries Talk Show for Black Men. I want to thank everybody that's been following us. I want to thank everybody that's been supporting us. I want to thank everybody that's been calling in, that's been sending the text messages, that's been sending the emails, because I get some emails from some of y'all, women and everything like that. Y'all women think that I'm a narcissist. Y'all make me laugh behind that, you know what I'm saying? But listen, tonight's topic, once again, is Father's Day energy. No cap. Hit us up at 563-999-3631. That's 563-999-3631. You know what I'm saying? So right now I'm going to bring in my co-host that's been rocking with me. This young man has been rocking with me and everything for a long time. And of course he's taking over the co-host spot of Ballots and Boundaries. So he brings a twist to the show, you know what I'm saying, a twist that we somewhat need, you know what I'm saying, and we need to hear from everybody, but we do need to hear from our youth here in America, in the neighborhoods, in our communities. So with no further ado, let me bring on my co-host all the way from San Antonio, Texas. He goes by the name of TNG, the Godson. Let's bring him in. Show us some love, y'all.
Yeah, what's up, what's up, what's up? How everybody doing? How you doing, what's up?
How you doing this evening? You know what I'm saying? Another evening and everything. I understand last evening, I kind of faded out and everything, and everybody was kind of like, what's going on, what happened and everything like that there, you know what I'm saying? But we are back this Wednesday, you know what I'm saying? So I asked for everybody to mute their phones and everything if they're on the line and everything like that, because I pick up the feedback and we want everybody to hear what our co-hosts and what myself has to say about Father's Day energy. No cap, you know what I'm saying? So big shout out to everybody that's been riding with us, that's been following us. We got the 313 in the building. We got the 918 in the building. We got the 702
okay.
in the building, you know what I'm saying? So everybody is in the house right now, you know what I'm saying? And we're going to get started. Like I said, the phone number is 563-999-3631. That's 563-999-3631. And I'm going to open it up, you know what I'm saying? Of course, I'm going to start by saying, I hope that we get the same energy for Father's Day. And we fathers ask this every year. We hope we get the same energy that Mother's Day get and everything. We hope we get the same attention that you mothers get and everything like that there. But I got to play devil's advocate, in which, you know, I play this all the time. And it's like, it comes to Father's Day, that mothers get the same attention that fathers get, and this, that, and the other. We don't get no recognition. So this is what's bothering me, you know what I'm saying? And my slogan for this year is, fuck them kids and the baby mama too. Happy Father's Day. That's my slogan for this year, because my baby mama's been on some old bullshit lately, you know what I'm saying, and everything like that there, because it seems to where it gets... People are starting to get more selfish when it comes to these holidays. And these holidays are supposed to be, it ain't even a holiday. It's a day that we just supposed to give flowers, give thanks, give praise. You know what I'm saying? And everything. Put them on a pedestal. And we seem to get the shorter end of the stick every damn year. And I got to be honest about it. I'm tired of it. You know what I'm saying? We getting these ties and this bullshit ass, these gifts and this, that, and the other. We going out and getting tennis bracelets for the moms and new cars and all of that. What the fuck do they bring us home? They bring us home a dinner. Can't even give us no ass. They bring us home a dinner. Can't even get rid of the kids. I thought you was going to do that. It's my day. What the fuck you going to do for me? Maybe I may be overreacting. I'm going to let TNG, the younger generation, explain. Maybe it may come better from him. Maybe I'm just too harsh, like everybody say. TNG, you got the floor.
Man, I understand where you're coming from. Like you said, it's almost like, you know, especially if you're married or a relationship, you know, you get ahead, or, you know, you get sex if you're lucky. Or you said, we get socks and tools, you know.
Yeah.
You know, you get
no
a tie.
Problems.
We got daddy power drill set.
You know what I'm saying? I'm usually laid back on these topics, but this topic pisses me the fuck off, because every year,
you
do the same shit.
And like you said, you give them the world. You know what I'm saying? That day, you make sure that you give it to the kids. If not the kids, then you do something special in the morning, wake up, bread and breakfast, roses. You get gifts galore. She get pampered. You like, you know, baby, I got your spa day, all that. And mm-hmm. like you said, y'all might go out for dinner. And shit, half the time, you might turn up at home, daddy barbecuing. Daddy the maid went and got the meat, man. They did all that, you know what I'm saying, sit and chill. And daddy still get asked the things for the day. It ain't really a relaxed day. Like, nigga, I'm off the clock. It's Father's Day. You know what I'm saying? Go to mama. Y'all can't do it yourself. But, like, you know, like Chris Rock said, big piece of chicken, man. That's all daddy
that's
gets.
Right.
You know, some daddies don't get the thanks of knocking out this light bill, keeping the rent on, you know, so we can
mm-hmm.
read and get homework and be smart and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think that depends on the dynamic of the relationship and the type of father you are, if you are a father. Because you got deadbeats who still sit there and want to walk up for the day and be like, hey, little nigga, it's Father's Day. Where my love? Nigga, I ain't seen you since I was 12.
True.
But happy Father's Day, little nigga. You know what I'm saying? So it depends on It depends on the relationship and if you are even a father. If you're not a part-time or fly-by-night, I'm here, you know, for the good part.
Yeah,
I'm talking about
us 24-hour fathers. I'm talking about us fathers that been there not since the casket dropped, since you fell out your mama's ass. That's how long I've been there. I've been there. You know what I'm saying? I went to the prenatal medical and so she could take her funky ass to the doctor and this, that, and the other. I don't want to go by myself. I want you to go. Yes, baby, you're right. I need to be there right beside you because this was my child and this, that, and the other. But let's
support
not get
system.
Into the
but
years.
You don't get that same support back. Yeah.
Right. But let's not get into the years and I'm making sure that the kids is making you flowers out of toilet paper and crepe paper and this, that, and the other. And when I get up on Father's Day in the morning, they look at me and go, oh, damn, Dad, I forgot. Fuck you mean you forgot?
We hungry. We hungry.
Yeah.
You going to make breakfast?
We hungry. Well, it is Father's Day, and they go, okay. And?
And I understand if your lifestyle don't permit the glamorous, but it's a thought that counts. Even if I'm broke, I can still show you a great time with what I can. You know,
facts.
Use my connections, hook up, take you to a steak dinner because the homie worked. Hey, you ain't got to know how I did
That's
it,
right.
but know I did it.
That's right.
So, like you
That's
said,
right.
where's the reciprocation?
Now,
you know what I'm saying?
I got to take a book. I got to take a page. Don't mean to cut you off. I got to take a page out of my daughter's book because when she can't, and she can't afford it, but she makes me cards. She hand makes me cards and things like that for Father's Day, my birthday, and things like that. So you cannot tell me it's something that you cannot do to put a smile on my face because I'm putting a smile on your face. Dave,
I was just about to say,
is
when the shoe goes to the foot,
right.
God forbid you don't do nothing out the heart. They're going to be tripping, tripping, tripping.
Uh-huh. Yes. Yes.
It'll
you know
be trouble,
I'm
trouble.
Yeah. It's a big deal. It's a big deal. So listen, everybody, if you're just tuning in, hit us up at 563-999-3631. That's 563-999-3631. We're going to pay some bills, and we're going to be right back after these messages.
You're listening to Balance and Boundaries, talk show for black men, with your host, Alain Mobley Jr., live from Las Vegas, Nevada.
Check this out.
Hey, if you want to be a co-host on Balance and Boundaries every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, just hit me up. Alain Mobley Jr. 600 at yahoo.com. That's AlainMobley Jr. 600 at yahoo.com. Leave me a detailed message on what the topic would be, what you want to talk about, and we will make it happen on Balance and Boundaries, aired right here on Blog Talk Radio, Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And this is a worldwide podcast. All right, so call me up. Let's get you on the air.
Yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir. You know what I'm saying? The last couple of weeks, we have not been able to give a shout-out to the people that are listening or go to our dashboard. So we're going to go to our dashboard right now and see who's listening, see who's been chiming in, see who's following us and everything. You know what I'm saying? Of course, this is Balance and Boundaries talk show for black men. Right now, we got 426 people listening to this podcast. All right. And we are live in the United States, 93.65%. We are live in South Korea, 2.65% that is listening right now. We are live in Japan, 1.59% is listening right now. And, of course, we got two more that then added to the list. We are live in Romania, all right? 0.53% listening right now, and we are live in Brazil. All right, shout out to Brazil. 0.53% is listening tonight. You know what I'm saying? So listen, y'all, numbers don't lie. You know what I'm saying? When you're doing this podcast thing, you know what I'm saying? I want to appreciate and thank everybody that listens to us every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Everybody out there on the East Coast, you know what I'm saying? So I appreciate y'all staying up with us, you know what I mean, and listening to
without
the show.
Without y'all, we wouldn't be here,
you know,
man.
We wouldn't be here, you know what I'm saying? And we'd be dropping some bombs. We'd be dropping some jewels, you know what I'm saying, and everything. And we just want the men to catch on to this because we need a forum where we can fellowship, where we can talk, where we can exchange events. You know what I'm saying? I would love to know what's going
and
on with
you. And congratulations,
you're
a big captain yet.
You know, you know what I mean? I love to know what's going on with you other fellas and you couples and things like that. You know what I'm saying? Because every black man ain't single and every black man ain't lonely. You know what I'm saying? And everything like that there. So like I said, tonight's topic is Father's Day energy. No cap. All right? You know what I'm saying? That means, look here, we ain't taking this no more. It ain't all about, well, you know, mothers have to play the father's role. Well, it's fathers that have to play the mother's role, too. You know what I'm saying? I'm one of them.
And they get overlooked.
You know what I mean? And stuff. And it seems like we get overlooked, but you would still rather give that woman that's been taking care of the family. And I don't take nothing from our women, our black women, women of color, period, that didn't take care of the family, taking care of the kids and everything like that. But if it was a man there with you, your funky ass had some help. Okay? And the reason why I say funky ass is because you ain't been giving us you ain't been giving us our flowers as we are here now on this earth. You would rather, I ain't even going to say earth. I'm going to say earth. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? E-U-R-R-F-F. Earth. You know what I mean? That's where we at. We down here on this earth. Yeah, right. You know what I mean? You know, we down here on this earth, and it's hard for men to get our accolades, to get our flowers.
Just as a black man in society is hard, so women
hard.
Don't take that into consideration. Some
so,
do.
So,
what
so
I wanted to add
day,
was...
Go ahead.
What I wanted to add was also the father that does play both roles, how you said, I want to enlighten on that, how you said they don't get their flowers. A lot of them should because they also still make sure the mother, even if she a crackhead, she half-assed in the family, whatever her problem may be, not knocking the women again. It's just life situations.
Right.
Great man wrote that song, as a matter of fact. But it's life situations. A good father was still on Mother's Day, on Mother's Day, still tell their child, uphold that mother. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Never talk bad about them in front of the kids around you. Never hear me dog your mama, even though whatever going on between us. But on Mother's Day, as a father, even if you're playing both roles, you still, so those fathers, like I said, they don't get that type of credit. Because some still look at it and go, hey, boy, hey, girl, that's your mama. You didn't call your mama and try to get a hold of her for Mother's Day?
Right.
I appreciate you telling me happy Mother's Day, but still. Even, you know, like I said, no matter what that situation may be, a lot of men, good men, who, you know, they hold that and still give, teach and praise on that of still try to get a hold of your mom if possible.
Mm-hmm.
Did you? And did you give, they still, even if you just said happy Mother's Day and you're like, man, I don't care. Fuck mom. She did this, whatever.
Right.
Boy.
Right.
Girl, do it because that's your mama. She gave birth to you.
It's
which
true.
Could go back to the Bible of respect, honor thy mother and father. Regardless,
father,
if, it wasn't
father,
them giving
yes.
birth, if it wasn't for them giving birth to you, you wouldn't be here. We didn't ask to be here. We didn't ask for our parents. And everybody tried to make the best out of what they had and what they know. Not everybody came in with a life guidelines in this motherfucking world of how
that's
to
facts.
Raise their children. They could only go on what they was raised and how they was raised and tweak it. And, you know,
okay.
if don't fall far from the tree. So sometimes the difference
okay.
you try to do still comes in as the shit you don't want to do that your parents did to you. But that's where you break the cycle. You have to learn and be like, okay, and understand your family dynamic and build it and make it how you want it.
True. Okay, well, let me ask you this, because I've been meaning to ask a younger man, younger than myself. I know I'm 55 years old. I'm proud to be 55 years old. You know, and to my understanding, I know you're like 31, 32 years old or something like that.
Well, yes, sir, 31.
You know what I'm saying? So you're a young man in this and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? And stuff like that. And we just kind of like in society, you'll really start living life until you reach 35 or close to 40. So this is why when I talk to you at times, you know, when we're off the air and stuff, I'll be like, no, live your life to the fullest and this and the other, and do your damn thing and stuff like that. But the question that I've been meaning to ask, and I think it didn't slip my mind in the process of me talking and everything, but the question that I want to ask is that, are we not as men being understanding on these so-called commemorative days, holidays? Because I don't call Father's Day a holiday. It ain't like anybody get the day off. It's kind of like either falls on Saturday or Sunday, like Easter. You know what I'm saying? So it ain't like anybody getting a day off, but it's kind of like, do anybody even understand how important that is to the father? How important that is to the man that's in the house, that's making sure everything goes, everything runs, regardless if he wants to get up and make it run and make it do what it do or not. Still makes it go, whether if he's there or not. That's what a daddy does. Do you feel that we're underrated? I do. It's black men.
Being honest, I say yes. I can't really say yes or no and make it a 50-50. But then again, depends. I guess, I guess I can't say 50-50, and only in this way. It depends on your significant other, of how she views you and upholds you. Yeah, you are the monarch. You're the part of the family. You're the glue. You know what I'm saying? A woman makes a house a home, but that man keeps that home running. Because everybody depends on that provider and protector. As a man, that's what you're raised to be, right?
Okay, right.
So some women love you to death, your funky drawers and all, and will go above and beyond. Now, she might have started like that in the beginning, and due to the dynamic, like I said, the dynamic of your relationship, after a while, you know, if y'all beefing and shit, you might not get that same, you know, treatment, attention, or you know what I'm saying? But, so again, it comes to your significant other, him, her, whatever you have, in that manner. Because, like I said, in the same breath, a man goes beyond regardless. I feel like it's also something that's kind of like set in stone of, I wouldn't say heritage, but like from the olden days to now.
Right. I'm feeling you.
So Mother's Day has always been a glorified day. Father's Day has always just been Father's Day. And
yeah,
due to how father is from the past,
it's kind of like a toss-up. It's kind of like a throw of the dice.
It could go good.
It could go good.
And that's not because of you being a good father. It's not because of you. Yeah, being a good father, it comes from... like I said, from back in the day, I mean, something like Mother's Day has always been glorified. Father's Day really,
yes.
I mean, it's
really
always been Father's Day.
So, you know okay, so let me
we
so
might
let me
look
ask
at
you
it
this.
Good. What I do, for me, I'll say this. For Father's Day, I've always done this. I call up all my homies, fathers, and some who ain't. I barbecue and throw a day, nigga, get bottles, got my, you know what I'm saying, my weed and other whatnots or what have you, some lean or something. Nigga, we turn up. I still have my kids over, take care of my kids. So basically, as Father's Day for me, I don't take a day off.
I feel you.
But
you
everybody knows
it's
Father's Day, and like, nigga, this is what
you
I'm doing from my female
off.
To my kids. Yeah.
So my thing is this. Okay. So
my
thing is this.
My kids, that's what I do. You know. So.
Okay. What I'm asking is, this is why I speak so firmly on it, because once again, you just told me, I call up all my homies and this, that, and the other and everything, invite them over and blah, 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 blah. How come your woman ain't there being like, yo, I'm going to make sure I cook the potato salad or whatever, 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 and this, that, and the other. I'm tired of these funky-ass black women with this privilege because we are in the house making sure everything is taken care of. So when it comes to our day, they want to be laid back. Fuck that. You know what I'm saying? This is why I brought you on this show, because you give us a younger version of what's going on. Me as a 52-year-old, hold on. Me as a 52-year-old man that's been raising a family out there working and this, that, and the other, and watching you grow and everything like that, taking your mama's bullshit. You damn right I deserve a day. You damn right I deserve breakfast in bed. You damn right I deserve to get taken out to dinner in a limousine or whatever, whatever, whatever. Because look here, daddy's maybe, mama's
baby.
So if you got a daddy, if you got a daddy that's being there from day one, pat him on the back and say thank you. Kiss him on the cheek and say thank you. That's just a stepdad. Let's talk about the blood dads, the dads that created these kids that these women are fighting over. My blood runs through that same child. Do not play me as if I don't exist, because then you will see another side of the black man that you don't want to see. Let's go. Hold on. Ride with me for a minute. Let's go all the way back to slavery when they separated the black man from the families. They took the black man from the families. They separated the kids from the black women. Why? Because they wanted the black man to produce more. They wanted the woman to produce more. The kids would grow into producing. Ain't that about a bitch?
No, now that you said that, what I was going to say was with that dynamic of what you just said from the beginning to now, what I was going to say was, look at how important a father is in that dynamic. Look at how many single parent homes come from the mother, and what's wrong with the daughter? She starts hoeing, stripping, whatever, because she's missing that father connection, right? But fathers ain't shit. I could do without him. Some women want to be, I'm every woman and be so strong. I don't need him. I want to do this by myself. We don't need your daddy.
Facts.
Okay, but do you know what? Look through history. Looking through our culture of what matriculated down to that child of that no father. Not because he's a deadbeat. Men trying to be in the life. Or the mother, because there's different reasons why a man's not in a kid's life, depending on the situation.
Facts.
But
yes.
Just the fact of that missing man, look what happens to the boy and the daughter. Variations. The man might turn to the streets. Look for, if he don't have an uncle or cousin to kind of help out, then he looks toward the streets for other shit. Now, he in and out of jail, God forbid. Or, I'm not going to make it a cliche of the bad shit. I mean, he could still do good.
Right.
But as a man, he still needed that father, and he still seeks it. There's still a hole that he's trying to fill or avoid somewhere, somehow.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Let
and once he has
okay,
kids, he become a father. At least if he has a son, oh, my bad.
No, go ahead. Finish your thought.
Especially if he has a son, that's why a lot of those people who, they kids, they do their damnness. You know what I'm saying? Because
mm-hmm.
I'm going to be in your life because I didn't have one, or I didn't, in whatever shape, form, or fashion. So fathers are important. Fuck the day or whatever. In general, fathers
mm-hmm.
are important because of that reason alone. Without
mm-hmm.
me, and it might sound narcissistic or whatever,
uh-huh.
however somebody want to take it, it might sound, like, damn, this nigga hell of big of himself. You mean that much? Yes, the fuck I do. Because without me, look at what they turned into. Not saying you didn't do your damnness. We've all had that mother who did their damnness, whether it was single-parent home or co-parenting. You know what I'm saying? But they still needed that father, especially a man, a boy, needed that father.
They need that
discipline. A woman can, exactly. A woman can, but still, a woman, the nurture, it goes both ways. The father's important no matter what sex of the child it is.
No matter what.
Because his absence makes a big difference and offsets so much future shit. By the time that little nigga or woman is a teenager, young adult,
mm-hmm. right.
Look at you, see what I'm saying? Life decisions that's made or paths they take alter
mm-hmm.
everything. And in the end, when you go to therapy,
Don't get me wrong. I don't mean to cut you off. Don't get me wrong.
No, you're good. That was it.
I feel where you're coming from. I feel like what I went through with my children, this, that, and the other, baby mama, and this, that, and the other, it left a void, even though I was there. But I was there on the telephone. I wasn't there physically. You know what I'm saying? And everything like that.
Well, I mean, when you say not there, it could, like I said, different situations. So were you and your kids like from an age to an age until either the mother or do differences, and you still made a point until pushed away or what? Elaborate, because say that, listeners can only take how you say it. If you were there in your kids' life from 8 to 12, and then from there I was on the phone because me and the mama and she tried to keep them away, let that be known. Speed your case, because from a listener, in my eyes, I can only take what you said. I can take, you see what I'm saying? What I heard you say, the words you just used in that sentence is what I can take you as.
Right. Now, my thing is this, you know, I was there. This is why when you hear me mention about being there from the beginning, I was there for the medical appointments. I was there for the checkups. I was there for the ultrasounds. I was there from day one. I want to ask you this, because you are a younger man than me. Does it seem like our enthusiasm to be with this woman and have these kids and bring them into this world is obsolete these days? So the men that are excited about having that baby girl, having that baby boy, no matter what the child is, as long as the child is healthy, it seems like women these days do not appreciate just us being there, just how they come at us and go, you don't even appreciate me just being here cooking you breakfast. Okay.
I'll say it's taken for granted. It's taken for granted. It's not that they don't appreciate it. And again, we all have been in relationships where my mom and they'll tell you the same. In the beginning, you was like this. Okay, bitch, you was too. So, but that's good. I don't want to get off subject. But I'm just saying,
you're right.
So it goes both ways. And I feel like on the man's side, it's either way, what I'm trying to say is, you know what I'm saying, it's loved and it's noticed, but after a while, to them, it's kind of still like, it goes half-assed that notice after a while, because it's almost like that's what you're supposed to be. Like, you can be happy for having these kids, but then, like I said, it goes back to the Mother Day, Father Day importance. It still means a lot more to that mother. You know what I'm saying?
True.
And it's like, man, I'm a daddy.
True.
The day you was born, you giving me her. You could tell her, when you had my child, I love you more than you don't know what that did to me in my soul, my spirit, what that changes as a dynamic of our relationship.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
So,
and to them,
so,
for the moment, it's like, oh, but after a while, it goes to, I would hate to say, what have you done for me lately? But the fact of, it goes to, okay,
on which side?
You got to top that, because you got to keep that same energy as the man. Because, like, you get the points and the credit for going.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, he was there through the whole step. He's different, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But then again, it's like, I did that out of the heart and kindness, out of love.
Out of the heart, yeah.
Because as a man, I have a choice.
I didn't stop right there. Stop right there. Do you think they understand the emotional roller coaster we go through during that time? I don't think so.
Okay. I mean, they try to, I mean, for that, look at it this way. If anybody who's been in a relationship pregnant, whether you was dating, y'all friends, been however, but you there. The sympathy pain, that's funny. It's a game with the women, right? It's like, they get like a heartburn. I've been like, it's like, you know, sympathy pains, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's a bonding moment. But depending on the woman, that, you know what I'm saying? So you get the accolades, they care. But I feel like for them, it's like, keep that same energy. Because once these kids get older, to them, they're still looking for the same way you treated me before the time. And it's like, once I wake up, because we've had these kids, that cuddling, that we used to sit and listen to music, drink, stay up all night, just talk, have some sex, drink and smoke, dance, listen to music. I just hold you randomly and we hug and rock, and you want that. But I'm in daddy mode. From the time I wake up and these kids wake up, I'm in daddy mode. Yeah, I still make time for us to try to watch a movie, catch. But, I mean, shit, everybody knows kids busting a dough. You try to land down on the schedule. So you got to catch the time when you catch it. Sometimes
yeah.
catching that time, is, shit, one of y'all might be on the toilet. Then close the door. Hey, what's up? Come have a little talk with everyone.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
you have to catch the – because when you have kids, parent mode is nonstop.
That's
and when you know your kid's schedule, especially for me, I'm a stay-at-home father. So I know my kid's schedule. I know she work with the whoop, so I make sure I got them and not bothering when she sleep with the whoop. But then when I go to bed, boom, I know this whole house is settled and done. I walk through, check, smile, look at them, like, look at these little niggas. They bad as hell. Cute when they sleep, though. Then I take my ass to bed, go on to eat, whatever, you know what I'm saying? And start my day again once these little niggas wake up. So in that regard, for a woman to sit back and not see that, she has to understand I'm not neglecting you time.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? You should be happy of what I'm doing because we're here. When you come home, shit, dinner made. Kids is good. Sometimes they might be asleep, so you
yeah,
can relax and you can kind of talk and chill. We can kind of talk
yeah.
and chill. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Granted,
you're right.
Nigga may be horny, and you be like, oh, you all you want to say. Maybe it's been a minute. But, hey,
yeah.
that's what I
you're
did.
Right.
I got it situated to where if we wanted to, we could.
Right.
But women
right.
have to understand, and a man, as a father, depending on stay at home or when he get off. Because when he get off, most women, they clock out. Here you go, nigga. These kids. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So now you walk right in off work. You just close the door. You didn't even take your damn jacket off, kick your shoes off, boots. Nigga, you know what I'm saying? You still covered the semen and dirt. Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
And bow, father duty. And it's a full-time job. So women have to understand and respect, like, damn, okay, I do notice he is here. He does do this.
Right,
granted,
right.
I might be tripping kind of, even though I know I miss him and I want my time. Express it different. That attitude
mm-hmm.
you came out with or that little – to get attention, it's not going to be the attention you want.
Right.
Then you're going to be mad. I got your feelings hurt. Now, I was just trying to love on you. Hey, that wasn't the way to do it. Shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
you know what
right.
I mean? But give the man that credit. Because some women look at it, because you was raised right and all that. To them, you supposed to do that as a man. And whoever listening might have this problem. But my argument to that is, that's my love. Making sure these bills are paid, everything, and protecting and providing for y'all. Even though I was raised right, that shows my love, my emotion, like, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't,
mm-hmm.
I have to. I'm supposed to as a man, but I mean, like, look at all these deadbeats. I don't have to do shit.
Right.
I have a choice. I don't have
right.
to take care of y'all like that. I could do the bare minimums, and we alive, right? You're not homeless. All right, then shut up.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? And there's people out there that fight that. So I'm saying, like, respect what you have, and sometimes take a step back
mm-hmm.
and look at what you got. Because some women can be living a good life, fairy tale, and because of their funky attitude or their outlook and their mindset, because I always feel, I ain't gonna lie, women seem like they have a warped way of thinking. And the way they think, and I feel like, hold on, I feel like this is women from grandma to everybody. Like,
uh-huh.
in some women's world, what's in their head is real, and that's what matters, that's what's legit.
Yeah.
So, Charlie, when you have those arguments and you bring, like, and you might do it a smart-ass way, which you get frustrated, but like when you have those arguments
mm-hmm.
or those debates y'all talking, and you're like, how does that not make sense? Tell what you just said out loud to me just now. Like, you don't hear it. Like,
right.
You know what I'm saying? And they're like,
right.
you know, and you're like, bro, how does that even make sense in your head? And then if you break
yeah,
it down
yeah.
to, like, layman terms on some technical real shit,
mm-hmm.
like, come on now. Really?
You're boom, right.
Now what do they call it? Now you're, you're gaslighting.
Now you're trying to flip it right.
and make me seem like I'm crazy and I'm tripping.
Right.
And sometimes
exactly.
it's like, bro, but real shit, not even being sexist about it, but sometimes
mm-hmm.
on both sides, if you sit back and listen.
If you shut the fuck up,
said.
Yeah, say what you're going to say. If you shut
hear yourself when you say it out loud. Like, repeat that shit again. Hear yourself. Say that again out loud, what you just said. That makes sense.
Will you hold on?
Sometimes
hold on.
You're so caught up in your emotions.
Hold on. For you, I'm gonna say it slow. When you shut the fuck up and
yeah,
listen.
Yeah, you're funny.
No, I'm being real. I'm 55 years old. Do you know how many women I came across that didn't shut the fuck up when I was trying to explain to them what was going on? They figure yo,
because
I was full of shit from jump. Thank you. They figure I was full
they
of shit.
They
want to
play the victim.
Okay, now, 5 minutes left in the show. We're going to save that. Say that again.
The victim?
Yeah,
playing
they want to play the victim. You know what I'm saying? So I tell y'all,
because they
what,
was big and bad in their reiteration. My bad.
Hold that. See, this is why I bring a youngster on the show, because they got a lot to say. Listen, y'all, check this out. We appreciate everybody. 4 minutes left in the show. We appreciate everybody for rocking with us tonight. You know what I'm saying? And everything like that. You know what I mean? Y'all may hear a different tone in my voice. Yes, I'm very, very, very excited. You know what I'm saying? Because your boy is in love. And she's in the 313. She already know who the hell I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to my man TNG that's been rocking with me from day one. He's been supporting me from day one. You know what I'm saying? Black man can't do nothing but appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? So y'all make sure, because TNG is going to be on the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show starting this Monday. Okay? So y'all make sure y'all check for him. We're going to be playing his music. We're going to be talking to him, interviewing all the people from the Midwest Connection, the little young group that I've been supporting and managing and stuff like that there. But the morning show is back, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to whenever we get off the air. You know what I'm saying? So listen, I want to thank y'all for rocking with us tonight. Thank y'all. Share the show. You got the link. Everybody that I send the link to, please share the show. This is Balance and Boundaries, talk show for black men. Father's Day energy, no cap. Happy Father's Day to everybody and all my fathers out there. But the shirt that I'm going to be wearing, this Saturday is going to be fuck these kids and the baby mama. Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day, y'all, from Balance and Boundaries, the talk show for black men. Peace.